Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
All right, so Kamala Harris does her first solo interview this weekend. So Kamala Harris has now done as many interviews as Trump has done assassination attempts.
Wow. It's a rather morbid comparison, but I get the point.
Yeah, they live in very different realities, you know, based on their party and what's expected of them and whether they fear for their life and stuff like that. Two very different Americas.
Yeah, Kamala ducks questions, Trump ducks bullets.
Exactly. Exactly. And incredible is, I don't know if you heard that audio, Representative Greg Stube this morning on Fox said, listen, we still can't get answers on the last assassination. We don't even know who the agents were who are in charge. It's a state secret. Think about that. And now we're on to the next one. And it's the same exact pattern.
Well, at least though, it looks like we're making some progress because what we're told, if this is true, the Secret Service actually fired before the attempted assassin got off any shots this time. That's
right,
what we're told.
Instead of after.
Yeah, exactly.
And leaving that to local police.
Yeah.
So, but the problem is this guy was somehow able, I mean, he was so calm and collected and convinced he was going to get away with this that he took the time to set up the GoPro.
Yeah.
You know what that reminds me of? It reminds me of crooks on the roof and how he walked around up there very calm, didn't bother. You know how he was walking around? You could see him over Trump's shoulder. You know that video?
Yeah.
Where Trump could have looked up and seen him. He's not in a hurry. This is in Butler. He's not in a hurry. He's not concerned. There's a very high sort of ledge there where crooks could have ducked down the whole time and no one would have even seen him walking around up there, right? But he doesn't bother. This guy, same thing. Yeah, let me set up my GoPro or set my, I mean, somebody referred to it as a sniper's nest. He took the time to set up a sniper's nest because I guess he felt he'd be able to do it because the perimeter was not secure. And former FBI agent Jonathan Gilliam again asking the correct question here.
I have been to this area. It's not like a normal golf course that you drive by in your daily travels and you can see the players playing from the road. The entire course is blocked by greenery if you're on a public road. So how did this guy know that he would have a line of sight to the president?
Because I believe he did surveillance. I believe he had somebody telling him or some way to find out what Trump's movement was. When you look at this map right here that you were just talking about, it is surrounded by roads that go right around it. And you step off the road onto the sidewalk and straight into the trees. And there's a fence right there. He picked a location, had time to set up, tie up and fix ballistic plates to the fence along with a supply bag, a GoPro, and set himself up for the shot. That takes, I mean, if he just ran up there and did it, it would take at least 5 minutes to do that. But he also staged his vehicle so he could get away. So all that occurred in the perimeter in a location where Trump was going to be. And just like in Pennsylvania, it was not discovered. The perimeter was not secured.
I had a question. Did somebody leak the tea time?
Oh, by the, you know, here's the thing. That guy is a former FBI special agent, former Navy SEAL, and former federal air marshal. Highly credible, and he's on Fox News. This isn't a conspiracy thing. You're right. He's saying somebody is giving these shooters this inside information. They're getting it.
How else would you know? Quite honestly, you could probably go on Google Earth, Google Maps or whatever, and look at the golf course and see what's there. If you've driven by, you could probably do some reconnaissance. I mean, I think the guy's right about that. There's definitely some reconnaissance and planning that was going on in advance of this. But seriously, how would you know the timing? Because don't you have tee times for things like that? I'm not a regular golfer, so I'm just asking.
Well, here's where it gets crazier. Todd Pyro has done news coverage out there, and he explains, listen, like to what you're saying, Lee, you can't see this from the road. That is impossible. If you're going to know when to come up to the fence, it's not going to be because, hey, like that maybe looks like Trump's entourage. You can't see that from the road. You have to trespass deep into the property to be able to see that there is tree cover. So you got to know when to be there. You got to know when to set up.
And they said that was between 300 and 500 yards from where Trump was, which with a scoped rifle was, you know, is doable from, you know, an average shooter, apparently.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Look, former FBI agent Jonathan Gilliam this morning in a remarkable interview on Fox News said there's two themes that are beginning to emerge here. Basically, radical left-wingers who donate to Democrats and are inflamed by their rhetoric and the lack of perimeter security.
It's the basis in which he doesn't like Trump because Trump didn't support some of his ideals, which are leftist ideals. And that seems to be a reoccurring issue, along with, from an investigative standpoint, these perimeters that are never secured. And it's local law enforcement's fault, and it's also the Secret Service's fault. But these individuals are being allowed to get within max effective range of the weapons that they choose. And that alone is suspicious to me, and it is unbelievable that that can happen to Trump, who's already been shot once, let alone anybody else that the Secret Service is protecting. It's just something needs to change when it comes to securing the perimeters, or else my suspicion is going to continue to go sky high, which it is right now.
Again, former FBI special agent, that's Fox News, okay? That's not some conspiracy site. Former federal air marshal, former Navy SEAL, and he's like, this doesn't add up, Lee. Again. Here we are again.
Yeah.
Here we are again. And you know what? Todd Pyro made an excellent point this morning on Fox News. I wanted you to hear it from him because I thought the same thing.
I'm pretty worried that a foreign actor along the lines of what you were saying is going to see how close these two presumably lone individuals got to the president of the United States and say, hey, if we flood the zone with two, three, or four foreign actors, they could succeed in the mission to take him out. And that is a chilling and terrifying thought.
Yep. And he's right about that. This, you know, like he says, for these apparently what we're being told, these lone individuals, one actually getting the shots off and actually striking the former president, this one setting up, being caught in the act and fired upon and had to abandon. If there was an opportunity to have a more coordinated and more better populated attack, this could get ugly in a hurry. Uglier.
Well, it could. And I mean, I think this is enough to motivate both countries, but also people inside this country who would have loved to assassinate Trump but didn't think they could get away with it, to think, you know what, I'm going to try. I wasn't going to. I'm a little nuts, but I'm going to try. I mean, this you know what this is? This rings the dinner bell. This rings the dinner bell. And then let's not forget something else, okay? Because none of these things are coincidental. Let's not forget the 99 terrorists released by Joe Biden and Kamala Harris into the interior of this country after they were caught at the border. These are people specifically on the terror watch list. That's according to the House Judiciary Committee, which got internal memos on it from the Department of Homeland Security. That's how we know. If you want the link, it's up on my last few Battleground America podcasts. I bring it up every day. Those terrorists are here, Lee. They got 243 of them at the southern border between 2021 and 2023. Another 40 plus, as far as we know, are still in custody. We do not know if Kamala and Joe will release them too instead of deporting them. The dinner bell's been rung for every terrorist in this country. Do you realize combined since the beginning of the Biden administration, the northern and the southern border, that over 700 people on the terror watch list have been caught, that's not the ones that slipped through. Dinner bell just got rung for every one of them. For Trump. Hey, I wasn't going to go for Trump. I was going to try to shoot up a stadium. So I thought the security would be lower, but maybe I can get to Trump. Maybe I can. No. Maybe we'll change plans. Here's the thing at this point, you know what I would say? If I was a campaign manager, this is what I would do. Have J.D. Vance and Donald Trump together. Ever.
Yeah.
Ever. Not on a plane, not on a bus, not near a bus, not on a stage, not in a stadium. And that would be just like protection of Republic stuff. Not even like, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it. Because you want to talk about ringing the dinner bell. Put the two of them together in one place. See if that doesn't ring the dinner bell. This is just really scary stuff. We have to win to retake our government, and we have to tear these agencies apart.
Yeah, I've increasingly heard that from a lot of different places. You and I have talked about that for quite some time, that there needs to be, and I mean this from a administrative level, a purge of federal agencies, that there is a cancer of ineptitude or evil, one or the two, that is going throughout the federal bureaucracy, that we have people within positions of leadership that do not share the same American values that many of us as Republican conservative voters do. They have a different worldview. They have a different view of this nation and our role in the world, and a different view of how this country should continue to operate. And we need to have a complete cleaning house of the federal bureaucracy as far down as we can realistically go.
Yeah, they're Marxist. We're infiltrated with, you know, we're infiltrated by Marxists, unfortunately, in all of these agencies. And that is why a lot of this stuff is happening. And we have to take it back. We do. And they know that. They know that will happen. And that is why these perimeters keep just getting unsecured and insecured. It's that simple. It's that simple. All right, coming up, something you will only hear here. I'm going to really flip you out, okay? Because somebody predicted this, what happened yesterday on that golf course. Somebody predicted this. You might have forgotten this. It was a minor story, but now it's a huge deal. Somebody predicted this, and damn if it didn't come true. I'll have that. Nobody else will. Coming up next.